with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez joining me now in the studio, Grammy, Tony, and Emmy-winning icon Cyndi Lauper. Welcome to the show, Cyndi.
Thank you.
Always nice to see you. Your annual Home for the Holidays benefit concert is coming up.
Yep.
8 years now. That's great.
Yeah,
great. Who's joining you this year?
ASAP Rocky, BB Rexa.
Cool. A lot
Natalie
of
Natalie Merchant.
Okay. Well, the show itself supports the True Colors Fund.
Yes.
Based on the
going on 10 years.
Awesome song, and it's going on 10 years, which is awesome. Talk about what kind of work they do for the community.
Well, we've been. It's hard to. We do so many things. But we raise awareness, and we also bring. We collaborate with many different organizations and outreach programs. Especially to be able to assess them for themselves and how to help the LGBTQ youth because who are experiencing homelessness, because those guys are the most vulnerable guys. They're up to 40%. And say like there's 4.2 million kids out on the street, up to 40% of them are LGBTQ. And so... the disparity there is that only up to 7% of the general population in the United States actually identify themselves as LGBTQ. So basically, they're getting thrown out like hotcakes. And, you know, kids don't come with a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't bring them back to the store.
Right, exactly. There's no refund.
Yeah, there's no refund. And so these kids... Well, the youth, and they range from 12 to 24.
Got it.
And so we do different programs. We have two pilot programs that we developed with government organizations and with philanthropy and other outreach charities that we brought together. We have also collaborated with Coventry House and the Attic in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
A lot of great
work. But
what we do is raise awareness and also help different organizations that are outreach to educate them on how to be more LGBTQ friendly to these youth so that the youth will actually go to these places for help.
Right, feel more comfortable reaching out. Now that's awesome work. And you're also here today to bring awareness to psoriasis. So
yesterday on October 29th.
Right.
Was Worldwide Psoriasis Day, World Psoriasis Day. And about 7.5 million people are suffering in this country with psoriasis. Hmm. And so that's a large amount. And I have partnered with Novartis to bring awareness to this, to encourage people who do have psoriasis to educate themselves, to take care of it, because it does get worse, you know, mine did. Well, I can only tell you what mine did, but it's an inflammatory thing, so you have to, you know, it's not a rash.
Right.
And so you should really seek professional help, but, you know, a doctor who actually specializes in psoriasis.
Right.
Not cosmetology. Everybody has their niche.
Their specialty, sure.
Yeah. And it would be important for you. And also you can go online and look up seemetoknow.com. You could hear my story. You could hear other patients, a few other patients' stories. And you could go on the National Psoriasis Foundation.org and get more information. Information is power.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel sick like that, because, you know, I was covered head to toe. I was a mess. And I was trying to handle it every which way from Sunday until I couldn't take it anymore. And I happened to have met Dr. Weinberg through and Dr. Lebwohl, and these guys were developing and researching the disease and, you know, medicine for it. And they helped me a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was lucky.
You seem to have gotten, yeah, really good.
I'm in the clear control. 3 years.
Oh, good for you.
But that's the thing is, what works for me might not work for you or someone else, because in this disease, it strikes everyone differently.
Yeah, for the individual,
so
sure.
My advice and why I'm here is to say, educate yourself on what you have. Research it. Go to the different .coms and find a doctor also who specializes in psoriasis. And there's many options.
Right.
Go and see someone who specializes in it and say, what are my options?
Get it taken care
of. I want to know all my options. It's 2018,
right,
babe. It's not the dark ages
anymore. A lot
of
advancements,
you know?
That's right. No, it's awesome that you use your platform to raise that awareness level. Very, very cool.
And I see you commercial all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. Which one? Do I look good? What color is my hair?
You look good. And hasn't slowed you down either. I know you recently did some shows with Rod Stewart. How was that?
That was kind of an incredible tour for me. Because
yeah, great show there.
And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't feeling better. Because when I was on the Cher tour, I felt very compromised because I couldn't, I had a net thing on. When I took the net thing off, all my skin came down. It was bad.
Yeah, that's a lot. No, that's a lot to deal with. Well, good. I'm glad to see you're doing great. And I know it's been a minute since your last album. Any plans for any new music? I know you love to write.
Well, I did write Hope for the patients that I met. And the one thing they kept saying was that, hope. They had hope and they didn't give up. And so I wrote that song for them and did a video with Novartis and you can see that on online too.
I know, of course, you.
And I'm writing for Working Girl, the musical adaptation of the movie.
See, that's what I was just about to say. I'm a big fan of Kinky Boots. Awesome. Awesome show. How is that process? Because I know it takes literally years, right, to get it on stage. But
oh my God, just to get it, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, not even on stage, but to get it when you get it tested, and then they're doing all the it had to be just such a feeling of relief and rewarding when it's celebrated as much as it is too. And now you see the tours and still on Broadway.
Well, it was one of those projects that were bigger than myself. And those are the ones that are worth fighting for and working on. I mean, even this one, even the Novartis thing with the psoriasis is bigger than me. And when I met those patients, I met some other patients with the National Psoriasis Foundation. And I do have to say what they kind of wanted me to say. Like if you see someone with something that looks really terrible on their hands or something and can ask them what it is, and if it's psoriasis, it's not contagious. Because I met a ballerina who had it her whole life and no one would lift her because they thought it was contagious.
Sure. Yeah, they don't know. That's good to know. No, I've learned a lot just even today. So you mentioned Working Girl. What did they approach you?
Yeah.
Or had it, and even after that that process, as arduous as it was, obviously still wanted to jump right in?
It's one of those projects, again, that's more important than me. It will be the group of people that we team together with that can bring this, because nothing's changed, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep telling the stories.
Well, we share our stories. We talk to each other. The thing about America now is that we seem divided, but I think in my heart we are fair-minded people, and I think that we need to help each other.
And I agree. Great message.
And talk to each other. Share your stories. I mean, I do that in everything I do. We do that with True Colors. I do that with the National, with Novartis, with the SeeMeToKnow.com. We share our stories. Everyone has a different one. When you work with someone or you know someone and you know about their life and they're your friend, that's a personal connection. Mm-hmm. We're all human beings. We need to connect on a human level
right,
and support each other.
I agree. And I always say, stories always resonate the most through music too, and I think really have an impact. So that's cool that you're.
What are the chances we could get you in a movie so you could get an Oscar and become an EGOT? Because you're only one away. You just need an Oscar.
That's true. We just need an Oscar.
Or write a song for a movie.
Or yeah, you could actually do it that way too.
For the movie. That's right.
Yeah, write a song for a movie. That's.
I like that. We need to start that rumor.
She's going for the EGOT. She's going for it.
Going for the EGOT right there. My buddy, by the way, Mark Ballas, is currently starring in Kinky Boots.
Oh, really?
At the moment.
Oh, Mark,
yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And then Connor Maynard comes in.
Right.
Connor is a very big YouTube.
Yeah, like musically, he's yeah. big on the internet.
He's also,
yeah.
He's actually great, too.
Yeah. Really, oh, that's great. Really great. That's great. And I couldn't believe this, Cindy, but it's going to be the 35th anniversary of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And I'll never forget the video because I was a huge wrestling fan as a kid. And when Captain Lou Albano was your dad and scolding you, and it was such an iconic, great video. And the song, obviously, it still resonates with yet another generation of girls. Looking back at that time,
many generations of girls. It's been handed down from generation to generation, which is good, because that's, you know, when they said, think of what it could mean, I did. And again,
and I got to imagine it was edgy at the time, right? Probably a little.
The sound?
Yeah, was it just the lyrics? Girls Just Want to Ham? I remember at the time it was very edgy.
Because I loved the electronic sound, but I also loved the reggae that Rob and Eric from the Hooters were playing.
Yeah.
And I saw an opportunity to mix everything together. And so it became, we kept creating a sound. You know, we all came from bands. So we created a sound that when you heard it, you knew, oh, that's so-and-so, you know, because that's how our mentality was. So I kept focusing like that. And one time Rob said to me while we were doing Girls, we were listening to some of the overdubs, because I asked him to play. In those days, the keyboards had sounds. You would have the top, you'd mix it with the bottom. I mean, they still kind of do that, but this was really one of the first, there was a couple of machines that did that. It was the Roland, you know? And I said, no, just play the top sound. And he said, what do you mean? It has no, I said, just play the top sound. It's going to be great, Rob. You're great. You can do this. And he played it and he stepped back and we were listening to the solo in the track and he started laughing and he said, what the heck kind of music is this anyway? So I said, does it make you happy? And he said, yeah. I said, is it catchy? And he said, yeah. I said, well, that's the kind of music it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not even a girl, obviously, and I loved it. It was going back. It's funny, too. This past weekend, I was at Lionel Richie's final show. Great guy.
What do you mean, final show?
No, in Vegas. He had a residency.
Oh,
so it was his final.
He's great.
Awesome. Yeah, looks great. Sounds great. Show is great.
But he's really a
he's a great person.
Great
I love
voice.
Him. One of the best songwriters, I think. And anyway, in the middle of the concert, he shows the video for We Are the World, which he wrote, which you came out on too. And I thought, wow, what a.
That was some trip. I saw it today.
Really?
Yesterday. I had to tweet something and then somebody sent me this thing and I just pressed it to see what the heck it was. And it was the We Are the World thing. And, you know, I realized, wow, it's really amazing that I was part of that.
Yeah, that's so cool.
What a time period. And, you know, I had worked that whole day from like, I don't know, we had to be there at a really ridiculous time in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was the American Music Awards.
Yeah, that's how they got everybody, right?
So you work all day, and then I finished, and I didn't have enough time to wash the paint out of my hair. And I had a jacket, like a waiter's jacket. An Italian waiter's jacket, like from an Italian restaurant. But it kind of looked military, but it was a waiter's jacket.
Yeah.
And my hair kept flaking. So I had big flakes of orange and yellow. And I just thought that looked really unsightly. So I took the jacket off and I had a lot of jewelry on. And I figured, okay, maybe that'll take the illness off of the fact that I still got paint on me and nobody will notice. And then not even thinking that I was going to go sing and you'd hear it.
you know.
Yeah.
And then I felt like a real fool because I had all these things. And then I'm thinking, I forgot that my earrings even ring.
Yeah.
You know, because I wear it all the time.
Right.
To me, it's not ringing.
No, and you really stood out in the song, too. Your little riff stood out. And I remember you were standing next to Huey Lewis,
yeah.
too. Steve Perry is right there. Like, all the favorites.
It was but all of them were great.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was like to watch all of them, one after the other. All these legends. And, you know, I was a newbie, you know. And I'm watching all these people thinking, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's even better. Oh, wow. Hear that? And then it got to me, and I was like, you know.
Yeah, you hit it.
It was building. And besides the fact that they also told me that I was supposed to do that, they wanted a blaster thing to bring it out of the bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So
it was great. Your flavor.
They were so moving.
It was.
Even to this day, I looked at it and I thought,
powerful song, holds up.
Yeah. You know, when I first heard it, I was like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like Feed the World. You know, of course it doesn't. It was different.
Yeah.
You know, but when you listen to it, it did so much. You know, a lot of, unfortunately in war, really messed up things always happen. But the fact that Geldof spent so much time and that, you know, everybody was there to really help. And for a minute, I really felt like, yeah, rock and roll can save the world.
Yeah, that was definitely
second. It was one of those moments.
I've never seen one like it since. So that was awesome. I just wanted to mention that to you. Also, real quick, I saw you in Magnum PI. That must have been fun. Plan on doing any more acting or?
Yeah, in the movie we're going to make so she can get the ego.
That's right. We're going to produce. All right, Cindy, before I let you go, I just want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right.
Most underrated Christmas song.
Ever?
Yes.
I don't know. I listen to all of them. I don't know. James Brown, Santa Goes Straight to the Ghetto, or Santa Got a Brand New Bag, or...
Wait, I like that one. I don't think I've heard Santa Goes Straight to the Ghetto. I want to hear it.
Are you kidding? James Brown did a whole Christmas album. It was really great.
Well,
I got to look that up. The title alone sounds awesome.
You're on a song with Frank Sinatra, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. They wanted me in 85 to go and sing on this Christmas record. You know, I like Christmas anyway.
Yeah.
And it was for a great cause. And so I did. But, you know, I trained in jazz. Obviously, I'm not a jazz singer. I kind of maybe now would think, yeah, maybe I could sing jazz.
But oh, that's awesome.
I can't. I can't stand still. And I was thrown out of the studio I went to. Jamaica States. I studied on the Lenny Tristano School of Jazz.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't want to quit my rock and roll band, and they wanted me to quit, and I wouldn't, so I was asked to leave. But I did learn a lot.
Yeah.
And so what I learned is what I used to sing with Frank Sinatra, because it was that swing thing, the Ella stuff.
Yeah, big band, kind
of,
yeah.
But when I was little, my mother played a lot of Satchmo. And, you know, Satchmo always talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what made it great and fun.
Right.
Is because they would sing and then they'd talk.
Yeah.
And
Sinatra did that too. Not as much, but.
Well, I did it and they found it to be very disrespectful. But they
really,
some of it. Well, I did a lot of it for them to pick and choose.
Got it.
You know.
Oh, that's fun.
But they were insulted. But they did keep, you know. He knows when you were sleeping. Really?
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
I like the stuffing a lot.
So do I. I'm with you on that.
But I feel bad about the turkeys.
You feel bad about the turkey?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You can get tofu turkeys now.
Yeah, you can get the tofu turkeys,
I guess. They're good, but...
She feels bad. All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up. Oh, my God. Well, there was the Beatles.
It's a good one.
And I used to have a dream that I was brushing my teeth in the same sink with John Lennon. I never understood that dream. And But, you know, I was always a big fan of his. Of course, I never told anybody. Maybe I told Sean once, but he let it go because he didn't mind nutty dames.
Huh.
But, you know, and I was an older, crazy person probably to him. But and I didn't want to scare him, so I made light of it. But, yeah, I think, and Davy Jones, you know, when the Beatles came out with Revolver.
Yeah.
I did not understand that record. Of course, now I think it was great. But in those days, I didn't understand Revolver. So then the Monkees came, and I was really crazy about the Monkees. And then I had a crush on Davy Jones. I had a lot of daydreams, you know.
Yeah.
My mother had just happened to do a built-in bookcase, and I happened to take one of the books out that was like a sci-fi book about
right.
a guy trying to prove the relativity, the theory of relativity. So he impregnated a gorilla, and then he was on trial. But meanwhile, I was having Yeah, because I don't know. That was the story, you know. And then I was with Davy Jones, and we were holding hands, walking on a beach, you know, in my daydream. And then all of a sudden, he was gone, and I was pregnant alone. And, you know, I think it had something to do with the book because the gorilla was also pregnant. But, of course, they put her on the stand. And it's always the woman's fault, isn't it?
I mean, at the end of the day.
And
I like
and
the
so then, you know, I realized I was very depressed. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. You know, it's a daydream. I don't need to be depressed. This isn't real.
Yeah.
So I put that book back. I stopped listening to the Monkees, and, you know, then Sergeant Pepper's came out, and everything seemed okay after that, you know.
It's
did meet Davy Jones once with the Monkees in 85.
Yeah.
And I shook everyone's hand, you
You're
know.
You're okay.
But when I saw Davy Jones and I shook his hand, I mean, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to scare him.
Probably
but
does.
I was thinking in my mind,
of course.
I was thinking in my mind, you're rat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you rat bastard. He totally left you.
Right. I was going to say you bastard.
Right. Last question. Who plays you in your life story?
Who plays me?
Yes. Who would you cast?
I'm going to have a life story.
Let's assume.
I don't know. You know, there was a young girl that I had play me in Sally's Pigeons, and she went on to become a famous actress. What the heck is her name? She was in the Bourne movies.
With Matt Damon?
Yeah, the first ones.
Okay.
She's a really pretty actress. She was big in the 90s, afterwards, like in the aughts.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just get her name.
Okay.
Because
I like
otherwise.
That you stop and we'll do the research.
Yes,
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles, very good. Yes, our producer. Thank you,
she's
Kyle.
Yeah, she's very pretty. She's very pretty. But I mean, I'm not. When I was 12, I kind of looked a little like her.
No, you look fantastic. And that's some great casting. I would watch that. And maybe that will get you
the EGOT. But I
don't know
if she sings.
I don't know. Well, nowadays.
Julia Stiles?
Nowadays, you don't need to, as opposed to when you came out and actually had that talent and substance. Yeah, exactly. We would use the original. Thank you so much for taking the time. Always great to catch up with you.
And please remember, if you have psoriasis, to do the research and get help. Don't just sit with it.
Exactly.
And take care of yourself. Health is everything. Knowledge is power.
And we will put all the info on the website.
And don't forget to vote.
And don't forget to vote. Yes.
I don't care who you vote for, but you got to vote. If you don't vote, you're not going to be involved. In these midterms, there are laws and things that will affect you, your county, where you live. If you want to live your life, whatever is affecting your life, you should research. What is it? Heads Up? What is it? The .org? You can go online and research what you're going to vote for.
Right.
Who is running? What they voted for, and if it doesn't match what you need in your life,
right,
then find somebody to vote for that does.
They list the pros and cons. If you don't vote, you can't complain. AllWithMario.com for
That's
all the
true.
Info on Cindy's Home for the Holidays benefit concert, and you can follow her on Instagram at Cindy Lauper. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right. On
with Mario Lopez.